Welcome to episode 25. I hope everyone has been doing pretty well. I did miss last week, Wednesday, because of health reasons, but I'm happy to say that my eye is feeling a lot better. And I probably mentioned in the last podcast that I had inflammation in my left eye, and the eye doctor prescribed some drops that were a combination of antibiotic and steroid. And so I took that for about a week, and my eye started clearing up pretty well. And so I'm thankful for that. All right. And so for this week, I do want to talk about what I've been doing over the past couple of weeks. And I can't remember if I mentioned last time, but the book covers have been updated. I did receive the shipment in the mail last week, and they turned out, I really love them. I love how they turned out, the matte finish, the colors, and I went really simplistic with picking just a single color to cover the entire book, the outside of the book. And so they all came out very well. And I did switch from the glossy finish to the matte finish. The matte finish, with the colors I've chosen, I really like how it came out. And so I'm happy about that. I did some product photography for those, and they're on the website now. So you all can see them, the colors that I've chosen, and moving forward, the new books will be pretty much in the same style. And so I wanted to get everything consistent with the branding updates that I've been doing. So I'm happy with how that came out. One of the other things that I have been focusing on is on my Instagram. I finally started using Reels. And I noticed between the two posts that I put out the past couple of days is that your impressions are much better when you post a reel, not only to the Reels section, but also to your main profile page. And so there's a huge discrepancy in views between the one I initially attached to my profile page and the one that just goes to the Reels section of Instagram. And so that's something that I'm going to be experimenting with in the coming weeks. But the thing that is very important for the studio is presentation. I want to make sure that the presentation of each reel is very good, because first impressions, you know, that's everything. I think the two videos I have up now, they're video clips of what I got from Gallery Do 808 that is in Bristol, United Kingdom. And unfortunately, that gallery has closed because of the pandemic. They closed the gallery, and then they couldn't reopen. And now we have, you know, the Delta variant going around, and I'm not sure how that's going in the UK area, but a lot of businesses were not able to recover after they closed, because you just lose too much revenue and you're not able to sustain and keep up with all the business expenses. And so unfortunately, when I got that news, it was just heartbreaking, because I was looking forward to working with this gallery again, and they supported and sold a few, you know, a couple of my works. And so I really wanted to continue working with them, especially this year going into next year. And so that was very disappointing, but I still had the video clips to share, and I'm looking for just other ways to video my work and then to share that on the Reels for Instagram. And I think that's a good way to also promote the studio. So you guys can also share your thoughts on how just the statistics are working for you. But like I said, I noticed that posting it like a normal post to your profile is probably the way to go to get the most exposure for your work. Okay, so the next thing, last podcast I did talk about art decks. There's the art competition, which is free. The submission dates, July 1st to August 15th. And so today, this podcast is going to post on August 11th. So you have till Sunday to submit your work. The minimum is 5 pieces of work, and you can submit up to 25. I have already created my own folder and put the works that I'm submitting in there. And I think I have 10 or so right now. So I just submitted the best pieces that I have. I did try to submit them in groups because I have 3 from the Water series. And I have quite a few from the New York series. And so there's some consistency there in terms of style. But there are some, you know, a few one-offs in there that I wanted to add. But yeah, it's free. And it's ArtDex, it's ArtDex.com. And yeah, there's... I mean, the winner is going to be announced on September 10th, which is coming up pretty fast. And it's like, I can't believe we're already approaching the middle of August. It still feels like July in my mind, you know, but we're approaching the middle of August. So the year is going by pretty fast. Or I'm just not, you know, paying attention to the days anymore. It's just everything's running together. But yeah, the winner is going to be announced on September 10th. And so I'm just looking forward to all of that. And again, the mediums is, you know, the medium that you can enter is open. You know, painting, drawing, photography, sculpture, prints, collages, etc. So go ahead and take advantage of that. And then today, and I know I'm jumping from, you know, one thought to the next. But today I finally got an email from the other art fair. And I've been trying to get their attention for several months through Saatchi Art. I do have a Saatchi Art profile, and I've had one for years. And I was having trouble managing my account. And a few weeks ago, we finally got my profile working right. Because I would add things and it wouldn't add properly. I would delete, you know, pieces that weren't available anymore, and it wasn't deleting like it should. And it was just a problem. And so a couple of weeks ago, we finally got through fixing the profile. And so now I'm adding the works that are updated and available, and everything looks good. And so they contacted me earlier today and let me know that the application deadline for the art fair in Sydney has been extended to September 12th. The catch is that I actually have to go to Sydney because it's an art fair. It's a physical art fair. You have to register your booth. Like, they set aside a booth for you, and then you have all your work there. So it's not a virtual one, and I've been a part of a couple of virtual exhibitions in the past year. And so just make sure you're able to be there in person. And there's, you know, of course there's costs involved, but the on-site fair is going to be from December 2nd through the 5th of this year. And so you put in your application, the judges, they look at the work you submit, your CV, your artist statement, And again, it's going to be in Sydney, Australia this time around. And so that's a really good opportunity. Now, with the other art fair, my work is going to, because it's photography, my work is going to be limited edition prints. They don't, as far as, if I'm understanding it correctly, they don't accept open edition prints. And so I started uploading a lot of limited edition prints, like, again, the best works that I have. And the curators on Satya Art do a pretty good job at consistently looking through everyone's profiles and seeing what works they added, what works have sold, things like that. And so I always stress to other artists, whatever your medium, always post your best work, because that's what gets people's attention. And so that's been my focus the past couple of weeks, is just working on new prints, looking at the old, you know, my previous work, deleting the works that look dated. I don't want to say old. I'm gonna say they look dated. And again, you know, just thinking about what I'm going to do from this point on, you know, as far as creating new work, new series, etc. So I'm happy that I did get their attention. I'm not able to travel, especially overseas, like internationally right now. And so what I'm going to do is wait for them to go to someplace in the continental US. I'm pretty sure that they go to New York. For one, I think Chicago is another location that where they go. Dallas, on their website, they also have Toronto, which is in Canada, of course, but that's still, you know, near the continental US. And so the other city I see on here is Brooklyn. So what I'm going to do is just keep my eyes open. And then I'm happy that I got their attention with my work. I'm going to add a few more pieces on Satya Art to hopefully get even more attention from them and, you know, to be considered to have my work shown at a fair that I can actually, you know, get to, because I have flown to New York before to have my work shown. And so that's just something that I really want to do, especially heading into next year. Now, with the problems that we're having here in the US with the Delta variant, I haven't been keeping up with how this is going around the world, but I'm constantly getting notifications about what's going on here in the US. There are some hot spots. There's, you know, certain states have different regulations. Of course, for New York, they want you to have, you know, proof that you've been vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine before you can go into. If I heard this correctly, before you go into marketplaces and the gym and things like that, you have to show proof of a negative test or that you've been vaccinated. So I don't know how many states have adopted this policy, but it might become the norm. You know, it might become the norm. So depending on how you feel about the vaccine, you just have to, you know, respond accordingly to that. Okay, the next thing that, the last thing that really caught my attention is, like I mentioned in the last podcast, I use Instagram to find influencers. And the woman that caught my eye a few days ago, her name is Emily Jeffords. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. But, her website is emilyjeffordslearn.com, and I've just downloaded one of her free booklets, and it's entitled The Artist's Path to Success. So her last name is spelled G-E-F-F-O-R-D-S. It's J-E-F-F-O-R-D-S. And so Emily Jeffords, and I just love the style, the presentation, the professionalism, everything, how everything on the website is presented. And then I'm looking through her paintings and I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. So I'm always on my site looking at how I can improve. And I'm thinking, like, from looking at her website, I'm like, oh, this will be a really good idea that I can incorporate into my website. And then some of it, I can't. not on the Shopify template that I'm using. I would have to actually get a web design team to come in and either build the website that I want from scratch or incorporate it into the Shopify template that I already have. And so I'm getting emails from web design teams about updating my website, and I just don't have the resources for that yet, but it's definitely something that I'm looking into. And I have, Sunday I spent time digging into the code and just changing some things on certain pages. And I didn't break anything, which is good, but it's just like certain, like just simple things that I can change. The more complicated stuff, especially like adding video headers and things like that, that I do not know how to do. But I can read code, HTML code well enough to change simple things. So I'm going to go ahead and just keep reading about Emily and just read over her book list. And she's got quite a few resources for artists as far as helping artists run a business, run a studio. That part I didn't take a class for. My photography, I would say almost 2 years. I took about two years of classes for digital photography. But nothing for, I mean, that's one class for business. And it wasn't, you know, really anything extensive. It was just basic. And I just feel like as far as business and marketing, that's where I need the most help in terms of improving. So, yeah. Emily Jeffords, I'm definitely going to look at her resources and just read up and learn as much as I can, just be a sponge and learn. So yeah, that's the main thing that I have for this week. I'm trying to think, is there anything, because I always feel like I'm missing something. I do. But I say the only thing that's in the back of my mind now is traveling. Because as a, you know, fine art photographer, I'm really ready to travel, but the COVID-19 cases that are going up, and then you have certain states having mask mandates come back. I remember going into Target on Saturday, and I would say 70% of the people were wearing masks, if not more. And that was, you know, a huge difference from about a week ago, you know, a week before then, where you had maybe 20, 25% of the people were wearing masks. I wasn't wearing a mask. And now you go into the stores now and it's like it's switching back again. So and one of the people that I follow, the interior designer, she did take the vaccine, but she's still dealing with, she ended up catching COVID recently. And so now she's dealing with that. It's crazy. It's crazy what's been going on. And to tell you the truth about the news part of it, I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch CNN. You know, I don't watch the news, but it's like I get the news from other sources, but I don't watch news on television. So I'm just browsing through the internet and I find certain people who are journalists and I like how they deliver the news. And then that's how I, you know, keep up with what's going on, because when I do try to watch, you know, the news on television, it's always that I feel like they're trying to tell me what I should think about any particular subject. And it just gets, you know, and politics gets mixed up in it. There's just too much noise, you know, it's just too much. And so I try to narrow everything down, and just make it, you know, simple. Just give me the meat and potatoes of it, and then I'll figure out how to deal with everything, right? And then I'll, you know, I'll decide how to deal with something, you know. But yeah, I've been, and even with that, I still need breaks, you know. I still need breaks because it's like it's a lot. It's a lot of things going on. And I just don't want to go through the day and you're in the studio, you're trying to create, whether it's something visual or written, and it's like all you can think about is the world is falling apart. There's earthquakes, there's fires, there's people being hospitalized. And it's not like I want to or I'm trying to ignore what's going on in the world. But at the same time, it's like I need to take it in a way that I can actually digest it without feeling stressed out or overwhelmed, you know, or we're on the edge of the apocalypse. So that's what I try to do, right? Just take in the news in a way that I can digest it. And then with that, I can deal with it, right? Ooh, but yeah, it's been something. It's been really something. But I hope that you guys and girls just don't lose sight of your goal throughout all of this. Whether you're having health issues, financial issues, whatever it may be, don't lose sight of your goal. And I think that that's one of the things that helped me, because when I was dealing with the inflammation in my eye, that's when my books showed up. And that just lifted my spirits so much, because it's like you're dealing with whatever life problems comes up. But at the same time, you're still focused on the creative process. And then when you have victories in the creative process, that just lifts you up and it helps you deal with life's problems, right? Because if you just put all your focus on life's problems and how am I going to fix this? How am I going to do this? How can you create like that? And so for me, creating is just helps me escape, get my it gets my mind on something, you know, much more positive. And I'm able to deal with the negative because I'm creating something. Again, whether it be visual or something written. All of that helps me get through and cope with whatever, you know, life issues are going on. And I've probably said that before in a different way on the podcast, but it's like every week, you know, I come on the podcast and it's like, wow, something else is happening in life or something else is happening in the world. And, you know, how do I deal with this? And you need a positive outlet because you're going to have to cope with it and deal with it some type of way. But you can't run to something negative to cope with the negative. And you can't wake up in the morning and just start complaining about things all day. Just complaints, 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 complaints. And that's also what I've been working on, you know, during the past week, is complaining a lot less. Like when a problem pops up, okay, deal with it. But spending 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is of your day, you know, just complaining about what's going wrong, what's, you know, gone wrong, it's just not going to help. It's just going to make you feel worse. So as much as you can, if you don't remember anything else I've said in this podcast, cut down on the complaining. Just cut down on the complaining. Deal with the situation. Just shrug it off as much as you possibly can. And just deal with the situation. And I mean, for me, as you know, I have my headphones. You know, Bluetooth is the best, one of the best inventions we have in the world. I have the Spotify app on my phone. I put on my Bluetooth headphones. I'm, you know, running around doing all these things. And I got my playlist that I have different playlists, but put on my favorite playlist and I'm good to go. Because it helps me keep my mind off of dwelling on the negative stuff. So I have my collection of favorite songs, a growing collection of favorite songs. And that's, you know, that also helps me, you know, along with creating. If I listen to the right music, it definitely helps me. You know, because I started to see with my complaining how other people were looking at me. You know, and it's like my complaining was negatively affecting other people, not just myself. So for you and for those around you, this week, next week, turn it into a lifestyle. Cut down on the complaining. And things will feel better. It'll be better in the studio or wherever you work, just life in general. Cut down on the complaining. So, and again, that's also the other reason why I don't watch news on TV nearly as much as I used to, is because when I'm watching the news, while they're telling me the news, they're complaining about what's going on. And so it doesn't help me. It doesn't help what I'm trying to do. So that's pretty much all the time that I have for this week. Thank you guys so much for hanging in and listening. Have a great rest of your week. Take care of yourselves and just keep your head up. Keep going. Stay focused the best you can. And on your down days, I've had my down days where I have like not gotten out of bed until after 12 noon time. You just get up the next day and say, okay, today is going to be better. I got my energy back. I got my second win, and go right back at it. Right? So you can slow down. You can take a break, but don't quit. Do not give up. All right. Thanks you guys for listening. Take care.